2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. Today is Thursday. It's day two of the month of December. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now downtown, it's 34 degrees.
Emergency traffic, South 15, leaving Ogden. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour is breaking news from overnight, where a shootout in Taylorsville left one man dead, two police officers in the hospital.
The situation started with police looking for a man who was wanted on rape and robbery charges. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly begins our live team coverage. Heather?
Amanda, West Valley Police spokeswoman Roxanne Vinuku says several agencies were looking for the suspect when he was located in Taylorsville.
Located the suspect at the 7-Eleven here at 4100 South and Redwood Road. He was inside of an SUV with an infant in the vehicle.
Vinuku says after several hours of negotiation, the man finally released the baby safely, but he stayed in the car for a while longer. When he finally exited the car, the suspect opened fire on the police. KSL News Radio's Jacob Rita continues our live team coverage with what happened next. Jacob?
Heather, bullets struck two officers as they returned fire, hitting the suspect. A West Valley City police officer is in critical condition, and a unified police officer is in serious condition at this time. We know they were both taken to the Intermountain Medical Center in Murray. Spokeswoman Roxanne Vianuku said the officers were men but did not give any other details. We're still monitoring their conditions and we'll update it as soon as we hear more. Live, Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
KSL TV's Debbie Worthen continues our team coverage this morning. She was on the scene of the shooting when shots rang out and describes the intense situation.
When we got on scene, things were really tense. You could tell that it was a big story, like something big was happening. And then in that 7-Eleven parking area, I started seeing guns drawn. So we knew there was a car there and a suspect was in the car in that parking area. And then all of a sudden, it was like, something's happening. There is a shootout happening right now. And so Jay, my photographer, had said before this happened, if anything starts going down, we're on this retaining wall. So jump down. It's about 4 feet. So all of a sudden, they start getting closer to us. And it's kind of a little scuffle. And Jay's like, get down, get down.
Oof. Debbie says they were able to get down behind that retaining wall during the shootout.
Salt Lake City's police department has just hired a full-time mental health counselor for its employees. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports. Jamie Welch is the first one in the department.
Welch can meet officers at their homes if they're in crisis or assess them on scene. She also debriefs with them after critical incidents. She helps with depression, burnout, family problems, suicide ideation, grief, basically supporting all the department employees with the psychological strain of their jobs. Employees can schedule a time with her during work hours and they don't have to use their time off.
Welch says officer mental health is a nationwide concern that she's honored to be able to help.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The president today will announce a new pandemic plan now that the Omicron variant has been found in California.
The president plans to make at-home rapid tests free for Americans, extend the mask requirement on all public transportation, and require tougher testing procedures for all international travelers, extending the one-day test rule through the middle of March. Those rapid tests will be covered under the same rule that requires insurance companies to pay for tests done at sites. If you have private insurance, you'll have to submit bills to get reimbursed.
ABC's Andy Field.
Utahns are getting vaccinated, still getting vaccinated, and some are getting boosters. 18,000 doses of vaccine have gone into arms at last check. 60% of Utahns who are eligible are fully vaccinated.
The 15-year-old accused of fatally shooting four of his classmates at Oxford High School in Michigan this week has now been charged with murder and terrorism. ABC's Trevor Ault is in Oxford, Michigan, and explains the charges.
One of the charges against this suspected shooter, who's now charged with terrorism along with murder, because what prosecutors and what law enforcement continue to stress is you did not need to be shot yesterday in order to be a victim of what happened. This was a school of 1,800 students, and all of their families, all of them were, almost by definition, terrorized.
The boy's parents are also coming under the microscope. Police say they were called to the school the day before and the morning of the shooting because of concerning actions by their son.
Vice President Kamala Harris led the first meeting of the Biden administration's Space Council, a White House-affiliated office that handles national security and international space-related issues.
President Joe Biden issued an executive order to renew this council and to add five new members.
Wednesday's discussions ended with an emphasis on space and STEM jobs and trying to get more students to go into those fields.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.